Welcome back to the Money Pig Podcast, brought to you by Goodwin Investment Advisory, where our mission is to lead people to financial peace, independence, and generosity. I'm your host, Reed Trigo, and today on the show, we're joined by certified financial planner, Ray Brown, for a discussion about Pop Pop's birthday freebies. Ray, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you here for an entertaining topic.
Really excited to be here.
Yep. This is one everybody's been waiting for.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even been doing this for a year yet, but this is going to be our annual, like probably the most popular episode.
There we go. Top of mind.
Let's do it. And January, great time to start this out. So what is this Pop Pop's birthday freebies? First of all, let's break it down. Who is Pop Pop? What is this?
Well, that is me.
Okay.
That's the nickname that I've been coined, apparently. actually, Reed, I think you played a small part in coming up with that nickname.
Yep.
There was a retreat here with the team. We were kind of bouncing nicknames around, and did I refer to myself as Pop Pop? Some of my friends had started calling me Pop Pop at a ski trip a couple of years ago, and I think it just kind of came, it was kind of birthed in the spirit of me being a little bit of an old soul.
Yeah.
You know, early 30s, here I am, but yet I kind of act like basically an old man. My family always says I was born with a briefcase in hand and just kind of straight to business, like out of my way. I just want to feed my birds as a small child. And so, yeah, sort of strictly business, but.
Well, at that retreat, I do remember you turned in early one night and you're like, Pop Pop's getting tired. Yeah,
Pop Pop's mentally and physically exhausted. So it's time to settle down.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Pop Pop. Now Pop Pop's birthday freebies. I don't know. You're the birthday guy. And how did you become a birthday guy?
It's interesting you say that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, gosh. This, I believe, dates back to the college days, and somebody had asked me, what am I doing on my birthday? And it was, you know, middle of the day. And I was like, oh, I've got to, you know, got some plans this evening, but right now I'm very busy. I've got to run around and pick up my free stuff all around town. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, yeah, you know, you got to go get your free Chick-fil-A. You've got to go get your free Chipotle. Free guac, you know, on your birthday. They email, all these places now, you sign up or you buy anything online in these days and you're immediately added to an email list. Right. And then you're going to get like, so on the day of your birthday, I mean, you guys know if you've signed up for anything, you get about 15 emails that's like all these places trying to catch your attention on your birthday. And I think over time, it's just been something like, I kind of look forward to it and just try to optimize it of like, oh gosh, game on. We got to go get our free. Don't leave any of this free stuff on the table.
That is hilarious. Yeah. So I was just part of a little discussion forum among business owners, and they were talking about, because it was just MLK Day, and they're small business owners, and they were saying, the question originally came out, how many paid holidays do you give your employees? And this is a franchise system. And so there's a long conversation about it, but a lot of them give their employees their birthday off, which I thought was interesting because as kind of an outgoing in the DISC profile, I'm an I in the color profile. I'm kind of the yellow. Yeah. I like to be around people. I get energy from being around people. I always thought on my birthday, I'm not taking it off. I want to go into the office where all these people can wish me happy birthday.
Yeah.
But I understand there are a lot of people who want to take that day off.
We should wrap my chair in streamers. Yeah. Put some balloons in there. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So,
anyway. Or some confetti on the desk. Let's have it fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a funny conversation anyway, but it was about birthdays.
Yeah.
So, you have compiled quite an extensive, although probably not fully inclusive.
I would say very exclusive of all the opportunities that are really out there. But I was tasked with, you know, kind of, I had it in my head of, okay, here's my favorite places. I look forward to redeeming my birthday thing there. I mean, part of this is just, it's become a novelty for me over the years. Like, is there true value in this? Absolutely not. But I think, again, it started in college. This was over a decade ago. And over time, it's just become something that, you know, I kind of just simply do for fun. And, you know, there's this running joke in my close-knit group here with my family and friends. And sometimes we go out to eat at a nice restaurant and like the check comes and I have just, you know, maybe after a glass of wine or two, I'm famous for saying like, oh, no check is necessary. And it just catches the server completely off guard. And then this is the point where all my friends start like, oh my gosh, what is he doing?
Doing it
like,
again. Look down, pop, here we go.
That's all of our birthdays. You know, you tell the server and they're just like, oh, well, happy birthday. You know, here's your bill. And they kind of slide it. And so I think over time, it's just like, you know, that we've been known for like standing up and leaving a restaurant and someone's bringing out a free dessert. It's like, this has gone way too far. Like, how do we tell them, abort, everyone walk out? And so it's evolved, but
that's amazing.
I don't know why we do it. I wish I had a better answer, but
that's tremendous. That's very funny.
Just the little things.
So we've got kind of Ray's top favorites, and I don't know if these are sort of regional. We're here in Atlanta, so a couple of these might be just a regional thing, but most of them are going to be national. And then we've got some others. So yes, we're going to break these down a little bit.
And really on my list, I mean, yeah, as you just said there, I mean, there's, I think, one key one that sticks out is a really nice value that I like. It's in the Roswell area. You know, our office is based here in Woodstock. I live in Atlanta, but Roswell is right around the corner, and Brookwood Grill kind of makes the top of my list. Joanna, who works here on our team, actually told me about this one, and I'm such a big fan. They give you a free meal on your birthday, and not too many places do that anymore.
No.
One other thing that they do is they'll give you a free bottle of wine on your anniversary.
Wow. So, does it have to be that day or just during that month sometime?
Both promotions redeemable anytime during the month of your birthday and or anniversary. Terms and conditions may apply. Check online. But if you sign up for their email list, it does ask you your birthday and your anniversary date. And so that tells you something's coming as long as you get signed up.
Spoken with such authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. We're not going to leave a free bottle of wine on the table.
No, we're not.
Literally. So, yeah.
All right. And I should say this too. I think this is available on our website. I think a blog came out about it recently that Tara wrote. So anybody.
The comprehensive list is there. And yeah.
If you want. Yeah. The comprehensive list is there. You can text blog to 66866 if you want this actually in your inbox. Okay. Next.
Chick-fil-A. Big Chick-fil-A guy. We're here in Georgia.
Sure.
Chick-fil-A is huge, and they give you a free sandwich, or a free cookie. It just depends on like what your status is with Chick-fil-A. But if you register for their app and you scan for rewards, you accrue rewards, they know your birthday, they send you this promotion. It's redeemable in the month of your birthday. Nice treat. Again, yeah. It's $4 or $5, but hey, we'll take it. It's just one of those weird things of like, in my mind, it's value. And so we don't want to leave that on the table. Sure. Yeah. It gets you in the door. It gets you to spend more money there. Like you're going to add some stuff and buy some more things than just the free thing they're giving you. Like even at Brookwood Grill, you know, it's one entree purchase is still required. But if you go with your husband, wife, like, great. We're buying dinner anyways, half off. That's a pretty good deal. So
we were just talking about how expensive it is to go out to eat. Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
So. Now, when I first became the birthday guy, Starbucks, you know, I'm a bit of a Starbucks fan as well. And Starbucks had a great deal if you were a gold card member, which anyone can be. It basically just means that you've created a profile and you've had a gift card at some point in the past. You just have to link it with a Starbucks card, which is just a gift card. So it's not a credit card, nothing like that, but just a gift card that you've linked to your account and you can spend from. If you've done that, then back in the day, they would give you a free drink on your birthday, redeemable in the month of your birthday. Mm-hmm. I think way too many people were taking them up on it. And so they've made it a little bit harder to grab. It's slightly out of reach now. Here's the new catch.
But it's not out of your reach.
Oh, we're going to get it. Drive through or in person. We'll be there. We'll get it and just toss it out the window to feed it to the birds. I'm just kidding. But it is actually redeemable now only on the day of your birthday. Okay. So they know the exact day the promotion pops up in your account. It has to be redeemed that day on the day.
So if you do take the day off work, you need to plan your day accordingly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I've joked in the past of like, wow, I think I've caught onto their system here. Technically, if I were to invest $365, I could buy 365 gift cards, load $1 onto each of them, and register these to 365 Starbucks accounts. It would be Ray's birthday, January 1 at gmail.com, January 2, January 3, January 4, and then you would get one every single day. But that's too far.
That's a bridge too far for Ray, for Pop Pop.
We can't go there.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Good. Starbucks, we got that one.
Ginny's ice cream. Lots of good stuff there. People love it. You know, you get the free scoop there on the day of your birthday as well. It's got to be the real day. They ask for your ID. Target. Lots of people love Target. 5% off a purchase during the month of your birthday. What? Redeemable once, but 5% is pretty big. If you've got their red card, of course, we don't recommend credit cards, but they have a debit card as well. You get an extra 5% off actually today and every day with that product. And so if you have this birthday promotion, it's like, all right, that's when you're going to try to buy your TV for the year. Get the 10% off there. So, there hey, go. It stacks okay. up. Put Brilliant. It to something good. Brilliant. One of my other favorite ones has always been AMC, the movie theater chain. They do a free popcorn and drink on your birthday. And we all know that's about a $40 value these days. So yep. we certainly want to take advantage of that.
Only on your birthday or?
That one, I believe that one is redeemable during the month of your birthday. Okay. So if you've got a September birthday, it's, hey, you got all month to get in here and take use of that.
Great.
So.
Good.
Nike. I'm a big Nike guy, a little bit of a shoe addict myself. Mm-hmm. A sneakerhead, if you will, 10% off redeemable during the month of your birthday. So that's a great one to take advantage of if you've got your eyes on some new kicks.
And is that like the Nike store at the outlet mall or something like that?
I believe it's any Nike store, any but you Nikes. Can, you get the coupon comes via email. So there'll oh. be like a special code and it is redeemable online as well. So you can just go to Nike.com. If you're signed up for their list, that'll be there as well. So again, I like the ones with percentages because it's like, well, you're spending a couple, you know, $100, like, okay. And okay. It starts to add up. So yeah. we're not talking a $3 scoop of ice cream here. It's a new pair of sneakers. So Chipotle, as you know, the guac is always extra. It's an add-on feature. Anytime you're getting a bowl or burrito, not on your birthday, free guac on your birthday, but you do have to have the app and you have to be signed up for an account there as well, which let's say 9 out of 10 Americans are. So
probably right. You want to know one of my favorite things about Chipotle? Because I'm not like a... I don't go out of my way to hit Chipotle like my wife does.
Okay.
But when we do the group orders for the Monday lunch, you yes. everybody goes in, you enter your order.
So efficient.
What happens as soon as you hit submit? The little dancing avocado oh, comes yeah. out. I love the yeah. dancing avocado.
That just gets you going, gets That's you thinking. It. It makes you want that guac. And That's it's it. A little dollop. $3 a dollop. You got it. So those are really my big ones, Reed. I mean, again, okay. there's others we mentioned in the blog. My wife is a big Kendra Scott fan. She's a jeweler from San Antonio, Texas, oh, I believe.
Wow.
And they give you 50% off of any jewelry item during the month of your birthday if you show your ID. So if you want some fancy little earrings, necklace, her stuff's pretty pricey. Like some of it's like $100 up there, 100 plus. And so getting a 50% off deal, it's like, all right. $80 earrings for 40, not a bad deal. And so that's one that my wife uses each year for her birthday that she also suckers me into going on my birthday month so that she can yet buy another, I can buy her something with that 50% off.
So wait, Kendra Scott, this is a jewelry brand sold at a lot of places or you got to go to Texas?
No. It is nationwide. So you can buy okay. online and you can buy in stores. There's one, shops around Lenox here in Atlanta, right across okay. from Lenox Mall has one. So. Yep.
I should probably figure out jewelry.
It's a yellow background. You would recognize the name or the sign, I'm sure, if you see it. But yeah, there's a few boutiques, a few stores around.
Okay.
Very Barnes nice. And Noble's got some cool stuff. Lots of restaurants. I mean, obviously, if you go out to eat on your birthday, you do expect a free dessert always, but that's yeah. kind of just an unspoken. Some places try to charge you for that free dessert now. The birthday really? Dessert, which I think is unacceptable, but
they just bring it automatically and put your
and we've added it to tab. The bill. Like, what the heck is this?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay. So yeah, I think those are the keys. I think it's one of those things. I keep a little list in my phone of just the fun stuff. It's hard to stay subscribed to all those emails these days because you buy one thing and then you're suddenly like every 3 days you're getting a reminder to come back and it becomes obnoxious. And so yeah. I'm a big fan of decluttering. Anything that hits my inbox, I got to make sure it's relevant. It's someone that I know, like, or trust and want to do business with. These things entice you. And so anything that grabs our attention is enticing us. And so just being careful of that. But otherwise, hey, if there's brands that you like for me, it's the Chick-fil-A, the Nike, the movie theater places you already go, Starbucks, we're doing that, every so often. We don't want to leave anything on the table. So love to go keep it out. I'd love to just celebrate you. You deserve to celebrate yourself on your birthday. So just ride around town and go straight to the Baskin Robbins, to the Starbucks, to the Chick-fil-A, and then you come home. So well, you're doing the birthday lap.
I'm looking at a couple of the other favorites. And again, for the whole list, you want to text blog to 66866, but nothing Bundt cakes.
Oh yeah.
You get a free Bundtlet.
Yeah.
Within 7 days. Longhorn free dessert, Krispy Kreme. You get a donut, three glazed donuts.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah.
I never go there anymore.
Yeah.
But I healed myself. That
one other one that's that didn't, I was kind of on my list and then I scratched it. Cause again, this is my list. I was like, come on, Lindsay, my wife, you know, I'd asked her like, what are some of your ones? And immediately, you know, she's like, oh my God, Kendra Scott, that's the best deal. And then another one of hers is Anthropology. I know that's a big clothing brand amongst the ladies. Right. And they do 20% off on your birthday. They're not a brand that's known for doing sales or deals. And so when you can get a 20% off on your birthday month, whether you're, I mean, hey, we've bought candles from there too. They've got some good stuff for the house, good candles, good clothing, but I know that's a big one with the ladies. So Anthropology is on that list as well.
Nice. I love chicken salad chick and I see you get a free chicken.
Absolutely.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my mother-in-law would love Marlowe's Tavern, $10 off.
Yeah. Marlowe's Tavern's good. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just to this region, but around. And I know one more shout out for the ladies is Sephora.
Right.
Some of my friends that are females kind of made fun of me for this, but I had gotten the email of, you know, they were talking about Sephora and it was like, oh yeah, I'm a beauty insider. Like, 'cause I get these emails and it's like, I'm on their little subscription list, but yes, they give you a little deal there as well. So just one of those things. If you make yourself a personal list of the favorites on your birthday, you'll never leave anything on the table there.
That's good. Yeah. Don't leave it on the table, Ray.
Is it worth it? No. But is it fun? Yes.
Yeah, it is. I think it's really fun. We thought this would be a fun little topic to cover. And again, we put a blog out about it.
Yeah. So. I think at the end of the day, my motto has always been, if you can't have fun, you can't have anything. So like, yes. Let's go from Baskin Robbins to Starbucks to Chick-fil-A. Let's just bam.
Yeah. And take it seriously. I mean, make a plan for that month.
It's a full-time job.
Full-time job.
Yeah. Calendar is full on that day. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, and then, yeah. And so one other one that pops up and kind of saving, I say the best for last is clients of Goodwin Investment Advisory. We do the free birthday book on your birthday. So all of our clients, we send them out an email as a little happy birthday message at the top of the month. And we give you a link to click through and we have this, like the categories or the catalog is growing. We've got quite a few books in there now. I mean, it's up to like almost 40 books or so you can choose from. But we allow our clients to pick a book, anyone they want from that list, or I believe an outside one you can request and we will buy it. We have someone here on our team, Angela kills it, but she, spend so much of her time sending folks free birthday books, but we purchase it and get it drop shipped right to your house. And we get a lot of compliments and acknowledgments for that free gift. I know it's well received and much appreciated among the clients.
Yeah, that's awesome. Other things I think about on your birthday, good thing to do is like quote out your auto and home insurance. It's something we probably don't think about very often, but it's a good thing to do every year. Get a broker to look at your coverages and make sure that's all accurate.
Well, I always love going the broker approach. If you're working with an agent that's direct with with one of the big insurance companies that has the TV commercials we all know and see and get stuck in our heads, it's always best just to take a step back from that and just try an independent broker. Mm-hmm. Somebody that can shop policies through all of those same exact places, but they can also provide, customer service and relationship on the policy. So I'm a big fan of the broker that I've had for years, and it truly is just... You hear these folks complaining about, rates, and it's like, man, mine's nowhere near that. My coverage is so much higher. It's, again, the company that I'm with, they're sure, of course, a registered, licensed, fully credible insurance company. However, they don't have advertisements at the Super Bowl, right. And so it's like, they don't have a mascot that's dancing around, but therefore their rates are much, much lower and great service, great reputation, great history with them. So always love that independent insurance broker route. Let them do the hard work for you. Let them shop the policies. A couple other things that come to mind just in terms of birthdays. Yeah. So we're thinking like, hey, what are critical birthday things that pop up? One that comes to mind is RMDs. So if you're turning age 73 or 75,
Required minimum distributions from you got IRAs.
It's just that time. And so it's like, oh gosh, I'm turning 75 this year. And so that's a moment where you kind of pause and say, okay, it's RMD time. Check with your advisor. Make sure you understand what it means, why it's happening to you at this age. But it's one of those milestone things that we've got on the thing. I feel like it's, hey, age 25, everyone says your auto insurance rates go down. You can vote at 18, what is it at 21? You can drink.
Yeah.
Okay. Age 75, it's now those RMDs. It applies to some at age 73, just based on your birth year. So something to look into there. What else we got, Reed?
65.
Age 65. Medicare.
Medicare enrollment.
So if you're turning 65 in the year, you want to kind of start, 6 months ahead of time, figure out what's going on 3 months ahead of that window of that actual 65th birthday is time to start apply for that, part A, part B, and check with your advisor or check with a consultant there to see what makes most sense for your situation. But 65 is another target. So,
you know, in 59 and a half, although you probably don't celebrate half birthday, but that's when you can start taking distributions from your qualified retirement plans.
Without the penalties. Without that's right. Penalty. That's right. Yep. Still going to realize tax on it, unless it's a Roth, of course. But hey, you've been working, you've been storing it up. It's time to start using some of that cash. Anything you pull out is, you know, subject to income tax, but that's a great you know, little weight off the shoulders there. You no longer have to worry about those IRS penalties for the early withdrawal. So 59 and a half.
But it doesn't mean you should start withdrawing at 59 and a half. That's where, this is the point where people are, who have been our clients here at GIA, are like, I'm glad I'm here because now I have somebody to strategize with to determine when I should start withdrawing or continue to save, or when you're 59 and a half, you're not going to withdraw. How should it be invested? How long is the horizon that we're going to invest for? So
those are the
things where you kind of think about either being glad you were a GIA client or becoming one.
Yeah. It's important to have that plan for the different money types and make sure you know what, you know, you should be doing what makes most sense. And hey, at the end of the day, we want to pay least amount of tax over our entire lifetime. So how do we do that? And great strategy there. One other one that's not necessarily tied to a birth date or a year, but good annual check-in, just kind of like you're doing the insurance audit there. I always like just check in on your Roth IRAs, you know, your contributions. So there are income threshold restrictions. So, you know, if your earnings are over a certain threshold, you're not eligible to do a direct contribution into a Roth IRA. However, if you're under that threshold, it's something that's, you know, most cases it makes sense to go ahead and max those things out if your cash flow can support it. And so, speaking of leaving opportunities on the table, if you skip over a year and don't maximize your Roth IRA and you're eligible to, and you're saving for your future elsewhere, then you are leaving extreme value on the table there. So of course, check with your advisor direct, have that conversation, but something to definitely worth bringing up is, does it make sense for me to do some Roth conversions, some Roth contributions, or a little combination of both in that given year? And what better time than a birthday to get that done?
That's exactly right. Well, thank you, Ray. We took a fun conversation and actually made some business out of it.
We got a little bit of important stuff in there at the end, but always a great time. And hey, if you can't have fun, you can't have anything. So that's why we're here.
I love it. That is phenomenal. Remember, if you want this information, you can text blog to 66866. And as Ray is one of our financial advisors here, And as advisors, we manage and balance our portfolios, but the unique value is that we work to understand our clients' individual goals so we can have these types of planning conversations that are so personal and unique to each individual. So thanks again for being with us, Ray. Angela, take it away.
The Money Pick podcast is hosted by Reed Trigo, a financial advisor at Goodwin Investment Advisory. This podcast is intended to share information and perspectives, but should not be interpreted as legal, financial, or tax advice. The opinions shared by participants are not necessarily endorsed by the company. Goodwin Investment Advisory is regulated by the SEC, and the company operates in compliance with applicable securities, laws, and regulations.